This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. This is the DJV program. Hi, Doug Steffen here with my two pals, Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. There is no Jennifer because she is able to take the week off. Good for her. Nah, 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 nah.
Slacker.
Yeah.
So she is far from it.
No, that's for sure. She is not at all. I'm supposed to have lunch with him either today or tomorrow, so we'll see where that shakes out. I'm in Los Angeles this week, and Jay went back. She was up in Cleveland for the holiday, and now she's back down in Nashville, where she normally is. Victoria is on the east coast of New Jersey, and we have this business with Intel and China. Here's a great example of the sort of things that I've been talking about now, really, for years. The Chinese, more a focus on them and what has become of all of us because of the COVID, the virus that they created in the laboratory, they released to try to diminish the population of the world and to screw up commerce and do as much as they can to upend what's going on the planet. They've done a great job. They were very successful in doing that. And so as we all look for people and businesses to work with that are coming back to America or aren't doing business in China, that is, do business in China, sell them stuff, but don't have your company run from there. Well, Intel is one of those. You know, you see the ads on TV for a computer system, a Dell or whatever it is, and then at the end you hear the little dunk, 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 powered by Intel. It just has a little Intel insignia in it. This is probably one of the best-known brands because of that. I mean, when you buy a computer, do you think, well, what kind of a chip does it have in it? I certainly didn't. I didn't care what kind of a chip, as long as the thing worked. But now, and the fact that the China, you know, I haven't bought a computer since all this started. When I end up having to buy new computers, I have PCs in my studio at home. Will I buy one that's from China? I don't know the answer to that because I don't know if you can find one that's not made in China. I hope by that time you can find things that don't either are not manufactured in the main in China or they don't have components. So here's Intel, Victoria. Why don't you tell the story about what they've done there? Disgraceful. They're a rotten, no good American company that people should balk. And apparently there are all kinds of backlashes to this, right?
Yeah, a lot of people are not happy with Intel. So when the new legislation was passed last week, President Biden signed it into law that the U.S. will not import from this Xinjiang region of China where the Uyghur Muslim population are being held in what's been called concentration camps, and they are forced to work on any number of companies' products. And so the U.S. and the G7 all got together and said, none of us are buying anything from that entire region unless you can prove to us that there is, you know, there's no human rights violation going on. So all the companies had to do the same, you know, had to sign on. Google and YouTube and Alphabet and everybody signed on. Intel did as well and issued the same statement saying, you know, we are no longer supporting any forced labor and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, then they apologized for it a couple days later because the Chinese government was pretty upset with Intel. The Intel employs about 10,000 people in China, and their annual revenue from the Chinese market is about $20 billion. So that's clearly a motivation for Intel to want to keep them happy. So, and that's what they're trying to do. So they issued an official apology to their partners in China as well as their Chinese customers, saying that they were rescinding everything from the letter, and naturally that got back to the White House. Jen Psaki was asked about it, and she said, you know, that this is no company should ever apologize for standing up for fundamental human rights, and that's the reason that this bill was passed. It's because this is a major human rights violation. I don't know. Did I sum that up enough? I think.
Yeah, no, you did. I just think that if you're buying a computer, the practical side of this is if you're buying a new computer, buy one that doesn't have an Intel chip in it that operates it. That's basically the bottom line.
Yeah.
You know, unless you don't care about America or you don't care about values, that isn't just an American value. The fact they've enslaved these people in the modern world, it seems it's they're so corrupt there. The government is so corrupt, and yet they smile while they stick a knife in your back, and we still can't get the rest of the world to move as fast as I think they ought to. Maybe things like this are a way of moving things along, but they certainly our response has not been strong to them, and it isn't really this. This event is not doesn't have anything to do with the virus. It has to do with what the what they're doing to enslave the Uyghurs. So there's a lot more to be done and focused on. And here's another. There's a chip that's made in China that's being used. They call them AirTag trackers. Here's another blight on people in this country and elsewhere around the world, where this little tracking device is being used to steal things from cars, to ladies' pocketbooks, to break into people's homes. So I guess this announcement is from the Department of Public Safety, Victoria. You want to give people
I mean, this is, you know, we've been talking about this in the, in the tech report, that people are, you know, if you drive a nice car, and at this point, nice car could mean, like, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean
anything
that
new.
It's a luxury brand, but if it's anything sort of new, you know, you might be a target. So people are finding that, you know, that they have an AirTag attached to their phone, and so meaning that someone else's tag is in your car, and they're trying to steal it. So a few people have not been able to locate the tag itself in the car, but they drove right to the police station, so that was the right thing to do. And so women
have
found...
How do they find it? How do they know you... How do you know... How does somebody who's listening to this program right now know if somebody's put an ear tracker on them or their car or their being?
Well, what I would do is if you have an iPhone, if you've been, like, let's say, shopping at a mall, or if your car has been parked in a restaurant parking lot, then as soon as you get into your car, make it a habit of making sure that your Bluetooth is set, is on your iPhone. An iPhone will notify you if an AirTag is attached to your phone. If you have an Android, you're going to have to download the Tracker Detect app and run a manual scan, and that will let you know if any AirTags are attached to anything.
How many people are going to do that, though, or even going to think about it? If it's stuck under your fender,
I think
in your
a
car
lot more now, especially given the times. If you're aware of this, ever since I heard
Victoria
talk about it in the tech report, I do it every time I'm out of the house. I get in my car and I look at it, because they don't want to steal the car during. They don't want to steal your car while you're in the middle of a really crowded place. They want to wait till nighttime when it's parked in your driveway.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, think about this and how we're living our lives, and it's mostly because of technology that either has been created or made in China. But whether they had started with that in mind, I think they were just lured into, okay, let's make stuff cheap and we'll get the Americans wrapped around our fingers. I think that has been on their mind from the beginning, and the rest of the world too. But now it's much more insidious than that. All right, so moving into things to compare the past with the present, looking at numbers, from now that Christmas is over and people are beginning to bring things back, all that stuff, the sales in both, there were the Black Friday thing usually, or has in the last, 10, 12 years, signaled sort of the beginning of the big sales department. They call it Black Friday because that's when stores start to make money over the course of the year. It takes them 11 months to pay all their expenses, and what they sell in the 12th month is pretty much their profit. And under the circumstances, we were talking about how discounts weren't really that great, that the things you buy in the store are comparable to what you can buy online as far as deals are concerned. But still, yet and all, when the numbers came in over the weekend, holiday sales were up by 10%+ compared to last year and the year before. So this is a big increase. This is like a 17-year high in terms
of
amounts of... Yeah. It really is.
Our second COVID Christmas, and people just were, went nuts.
We've had enough
of
it.
Yeah, they just went back to shopping.
I think you can see that reflected in the way parents are working through the school thing, because now that their Omicron cases are all over the place, and when people say, well, what about going back to school? Parents say, no, we want our children in school. And there are plenty of other examples. I went to 3 movies this weekend because I love to go to the movies when I'm here in L.A. And there was, there's not much. The theaters were all full. I don't see the pushback that there was before. The theaters were full. People were talking. Yeah, They were wearing masks, and they were acknowledging what the correct protocols are, but it didn't keep them. Like a year ago, we were,
right.
Frankly, I think a lot of us afraid to go out. I wasn't.
Sure.
But there are many people, most people said, oh, I don't want to go out. I don't want to go to the movies. I don't want to be in public. I don't want to shop at the store. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to go to work.
Yeah, no.
Now now it's changed. And I think that's...
Well, it must have changed because the...
Public.
Yeah, because, I mean, just look what Spider-Man did over the weekend. It's the first movie since Star Wars in 2019 to hit $1 billion in just 2 weeks. I mean, that's really something.
I have no desire. Do you have a desire to see that movie? Either of the two of you?
I like some of the... I like some of the superhero stuff. Yeah, Tom Holland as Spider-Man, I thought was great in the first one. So I'm just like, I think two behind now. But
are you?
I like Zendaya a lot too. So I think they're cute together.
I went to see The Ricardos. Nicole Kidman is very good as Lucille Ball, and Javier Bardem is good as Ricky. It's a very good movie. Maybe it's not, you know, it's for your age and up. I'm going to guess people who remember I Love Lucy. It just is a good story. It's not a great, you know, it doesn't make Desi Arnaz look great. But and I'll tell you something. J.K. Simmons, he is one of the country's best character actors. He plays Frawley's character in the movie, and he's just really very, very good. There's another movie called Don't Hook Up that was shot in part in Framingham with Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence, that is very... There's a scene from that I had Phil take a bit of Network, because I was watching Network on the plane coming out here on Saturday morning, the preamble to it, the first episode. And I'm thinking about some of the things that come out as a sort of a pronouncement in this movie, Don't Hook Up. Meryl Streep plays the president. I won't give too much of it away. It's got a
great
cast.
Is it good?
Cast.
Like, overall, is it good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
it
looks a little weird. I don't know.
Well,
it is weird.
It's weird as hell. Okay. DiCaprio plays those weird parts well.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence, I didn't see her as being... I mean, she's good in the role. I don't know that she seemed to be the one that would be best for her. But it's about the future and where we are right now politically. And there's a solid message to it, no question about it. All right, here we are at 19 after the hour on the DJV show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make $200 to $300.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour here on the DJV program with trending items in our focus. So we do during this portion of each hour of the program, and Jay Kirschner certainly specializes in that. Well, the two work in concert. Victoria and Jay work closely on all of this stuff because they do watch social media a whole heck of a lot more than I do.
There's a lot to watch. It takes both of us.
Yeah, right.
There's
exactly
so much out there.
Yeah, there sure is. And one of the things, I guess we can wrap this around the conversation that has been prominent, although I haven't seen anything new about Chris Noth in the last 3 or 4 days. Have you, either of you, seen anything different?
There was a fourth woman who has retained the services of your girlfriend, Gloria Allred.
Gloria Allred.
So when Gloria shows up, it's not usually a good sign.
No,
yeah.
No.
So the fourth accuser, who is a musician, I'm not familiar with her work, but she had a story of harassment and sexual assault, and so she has Gloria Allred, who I'm assuming would probably start representing the other women, too.
Yeah, but, that's good. That's her.
She typically does a group, right?
Yeah. She does. Yeah. Group.
And hopefully this goes to trial, but you have to also think when there's smoke, there's fire somewhere. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of smoke right now.
A lot.
Yep, that's for sure. The reason I brought him up is because Peloton has been associated with
him. Poor Peloton.
Yeah.
I almost want to buy one because I feel bad for them now. Like, they've lost so much money. Big died on the Peloton. Ryan Reynolds resuscitated them, and then two days later, Big takes them down again. Oh my God.
So now apparently, Jay, Peloton is collaborating with Taylor Swift. How's that all fitting together?
Yeah, they're doing these artist series, and Taylor Swift is their very final artist series of 2021, and they're using the re-released album Red, Taylor's version, for soundtracks for their on-demand classes that include cycling and yoga and running and...
So how does that work?
Take
us through how that works. This is music to exercise by. Is that really kind of what this is? Or how does it?
Yeah. So while you're doing the exercise on your Peloton contraption, you can be jamming out to some T-Swizzle, feeling all those feels.
I think what Doug means is while you're doing the class, like the way the Peloton works, there's always music playing. So if you're in, like I do online spin classes. For SoulCycle, which is what I use, has a whole bunch of songs that they've licensed. This with Peloton, Taylor Swift sued Peloton a couple of years ago over, you know, copyright infringement. So
that's
now they have an official deal, that you can actually hear her music. That album, the remake of Red, I didn't catch it the first time around. I was not a Taylor Swift fan back then, but wow, I cannot stop listening to this album. It is really, really good. It's the beginning, I think, of when she became really mature in her songwriting.
This was the album right before she officially went pop. It was technically a country album, but it was more so pop. And then she moved to New York, left country music, became like this.
What'd you call her, Swizzle? What'd you call her?
Oh, T Swizzle.
What? Where'd that come from?
Your buddy Snoop Dogg started that years ago.
Oh, really?
For Shizzle. Okay. Yeah, and so everything got an izzle at the end of it. So T Swizzle.
Right. Stuart Swizzle. His friend Swizzle. How do you do
Swizzle? Martha Stewart.
Martha Swizzle.
Took me a minute. Martha Swizzle.
How
do we do that one? All right. So the circumstances with, just as a FYI, those of you who remember Linda Bird and LBJ's daughter, Linda Bird Johnson, married a guy named Chuck Robb years ago, and they were burned out of their house in McLean, Virginia over the weekend. So that's trending as well.
Oh, no.
I can't believe that they're in their 80s.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sarah Weddington, the Texas lawyer who successfully argued the landmark abortion case, Roe v. Wade, to the Supreme Court, has died at the age of 76. Susan Hayes, a former student who is now running for Texas Agriculture Commissioner, confirmed Weddington's death. Ms. Weddington on KPBS in the spring of 2012.
In fact, there was a U.S. Supreme Court case in 1965, Griswold versus Connecticut, where states had made the use of contraception illegal.
Cause of death was not given. Significant snowfall will continue for portions of the West Coast mountain ranges and the Intermountain West, with record cold for parts of the West Coast. Heavy snow and dangerously cold wind chills are expected in the northern plains and upper Midwest tonight. Heavy snow and gusty winds will also impact interior Alaska through the night. Record warm temperatures will remain in place across the South. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People around the world are reacting to the death Sunday of Nobel Peace Prize winner and former Archbishop of Cape Town, South Africa, Desmond Tutu.
Despite all appearances to the contrary, it is a moral universe that in the end, good prevails. Segregation was a key aspect of our lives. You knew, I mean, that there were some who were in and the others were out. You had these separate exits. But then you went on to the same street and you breathed the same air. And it was crazy. But a lot of it was humiliating.
Archbishop Tutu was a towering global figure for peace and an inspiration to generations across the world. During the darkest days of apartheid, he was the hope for social justice, freedom, and nonviolent resistance.
By the fact that you have abused me, you have hurt me, or whatever it is that you have done, you have wronged me. By that, you have given me a certain right, as it were, over you, that I could refuse to forgive you. I could say I have the right to retribution. When I forgive, I say I jettison that right.
Desmond Tutu was 90 years old. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu, with no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished, and I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
All the good news here at 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Welcome to No Man's Land. That the week between Christmas and New Year's is No Man's Land. The stores, everything is kind of open, but it really isn't because it's the second most vacationed week of the year.
Yeah.
First is July 4th. Second is Christmas, third is Labor Day, fourth is Memorial Day, and then you take it from there. But this is a time when people feel like they're in limbo because they don't quite know, okay, what do we do? Especially when you look around the country and see how there is wild weather, especially in the West. You realize how unusual it is to have a white Christmas in many of these areas, in Seattle, actually, all the way from Seattle to the Dakotas. Really, a lot of snow. My daughter is stuck up in Tahoe, Reno area, because they can't, the snow, they have chains for their car. Now, I haven't put chains on tires in a car since I was a kid. When before there was really a lot of four-wheel drive.
I mean, every once in a while, like in a movie or on TV, when they're showing a snowstorm, like a plow truck will have the chains wrapped around the tires.
Yeah.
But
especially if you're in like the mountains or hilly areas, you need those chains when it's just straight up ice.
I just haven't seen that in so long.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there's a lot
So they have chains for the tires just in case?
Yeah. But they can't go on the road because the roads are all closed.
Right.
And Miles got sick. So he had 101 temperature for it.
Oh,
we've been playing around. His birthday was last week, and so they went up there for Christmas, and he was playing with all of his cousins and friends and stuff, and then he came down with something like really bing, bang, boom. And now Megan said last night he was much better because he has resiliency. It's an amazing thing. You wonder whether it's inherited or how you get it. I have never seen a human being that is able to rebound from everything, every challenge, Megan and I were talking about that yesterday. He doesn't let any, for a child, nothing bothers him. He's gone through, partially because he doesn't know any better. In a sense, you know, he didn't know about COVID, so he figured going to school for a year with him, you know, looking at a screen was okay. And it was. He got a lot out of it. But he just is, you know, and I don't mean this pounding my chest, oh, I have a wonderful grandson. I do have a wonderful grandson. But I just think people remark about how easily he just responds to everything. He just does.
That's great.
So it is. Yeah, it's a wonderful trend.
He's a little Capricorn, right?
Yes, he is a little Capricorn, like you.
Yeah, all right. Very serious kids.
Very, very serious about everything.
Inquisitive.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yep, serious.
Yep,
very
yep.
driven. Yeah.
Yep.
We are the sign of reverse aging. We get a lot younger as we get older.
Ah, that's good to know. We'd be around for a while. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. So during the course of the week, we're going to want to relive. I resist sort of the things that all the traditional media, news media, and other forms of media does. Oh, the year in review, blah, blah, blah. But there's one picture that sits in my mind that I think about from the inauguration last year of Bernie Sanders sitting in that coat
the mittens.
With his mittens. that's something.
Best.
That's one of those pictures that'll he just sits there all by himself with that coat on and his knit mittens from one of the ladies that's his constituent of in Vermont, right?
Yeah. They sold out. Everybody wanted the mittens, and they were already sold out. But you know what? Props to Bernie Sanders for actually wearing mittens from your own state. He had no idea, obviously, he was going to become like this worldwide trending viral thing. And he's an ornament. I mean, he's everywhere. But, you know, props to him for actually walking the walk. You know, a lot of other people get caught wearing stuff that's, you know, not even from this country, let alone from their own constituency. Mm-hmm. So good for him on that one.
We had a winner last week. We gave away, I decided I was going to give away a couple of things that I had gotten. And one of the things I got was a huge radio. And the brand is Victrola, kind of, excuse me, stolen from the old RCA days, the RCA Victrolas. But this is it looks like an old radio, but it's actually a new radio. It's kind of big. Victoria was happy to tell everybody how clunky it probably is.
Concerned about the mailing aspect
of it. Well, it has an AM and an FM radio, and it has Bluetooth. So I decided we were going to give it to somebody as a Christmas gift. So I got a couple of notes. Who won? Because by the time it was a fiasco, as oftentimes these things turn into a fiasco. People were calling. They got dropped off the air. Whatever was in the water. We had, three or four people, Phil, that we put on the air before we finally got a solid call. And it was after we actually got off the air that we had the conversation with Joby Velasquez, who lives in Indio, California. Here's how that conversation went. Hey, Jody, congratulations. I'm well, thank you. Merry Christmas. How about you? Yeah.
It's Joby, J-O-B-Y.
J-O-B-Y. What's your last name, Joby?
Velasquez. V as in Victor.
Yep.
V-L-A-S-Q-U-E-Z.
Got it. And where do you live?
Indio, California. Yes.
Have you lived there all of your life in that area?
All my life, 65 years, except for 2.5 years, I lived in Huntington Beach back in the 80s. Yeah, the best 2.5 years of my life.
So tell me your awesome story. What station do you listen to us on and down there? Is it the Palm Springs station, or you got another one that's...
Well, actually, I found you guys on... I used to listen to you when I was doing a route up to Phoenix, and I would get you in the morning. I even won a Subway coupon from you one time. Anyway, I listen to you on my phone. I guess it's streaming. I'm old school. The kids bought us iPhones, and I'm still learning it. But I found you on streaming.
All right, so you remembered what the present, the prize was that I said I was going to give away. Tell me what it is so you can get it.
Victrola?
Yep, it is. It's a Victrola. Yeah. Yeah. And Victoria has had such a good time with this because... It's an old... She was asking me to describe it, so I'll describe it for you and the listeners. I won it on a raffle at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention, and it's a very expensive Victrola Bluetooth clock radio. So it's not something you can take with you. You've got to have it at home on a fairly good-sized table.
Do you have room in the house, Joby? Because it sounds like it's pretty big.
Yes, I do.
What's good about it is not only does it have all the AM and FM radio stations, but to go back to speaking about what you, how you found us or how you've continued to listen, you'll be able to find the, you can go to TuneIn Radio or you go whatever, you'll be able to find us and listen from your device because it's a Bluetooth clock radio as well, so you'll be able to put whatever the measurements are, if you will, of how you find it, and you'll listen to us on the radio as well as on your iPhone. So that's what's cool.
Yeah, you know, Bluetooth, I have to get one of my nephews to get put it on for me. Yeah. I can't do it.
Yeah, you and I are just the same. So it's got Bluetooth connectivity. It's an FM tuner with an analog tuner. It's an alarm clock. It has a snooze feature. It has a USB USB port so you can put other things into it, like you can in your car, for example. It's a big clock radio, great big screen on it. So it's fun. It'll be cool. So hold on for a second, and Phil will get your address, and you'll get it as soon as the folks here can get it to you. Joby Velasquez. Sounds like, isn't that wonderful? They have people, again, I'm so thankful because there have been people that listen to me for so long. He's been doing this so long. And I hope that that's a positive rather than a negative, but it's nice to have people that have been there for years and years and years and years. And they've gone through all the incarnations of this program from back in the 1980s when I started doing it. Just kind of cool. And he's not like a really bright, upbeat guy. The kind of
I want him to be a correspondent for the show. Yeah. I'm obsessed with him. He had the most amazing energy. Oh, yeah. He was just like, oh, my God, I love him.
Nothing wrong with that. The DJV program at 44 past the hour, what happens to all of these inaugurations? I have one in my town, New York, where mayors have been elected because of COVID. What's the situation? We'll find out after this.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make $200 to $300.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GOOD.
Coming up on 47 after the hour is the DJV program. So a lot of the electoral content that was arrived upon, this is a roundabout way of saying, okay, after the elections of November of 2021, there are a lot of new faces, including New York City Mayor-elect Eric Adams, former policeman, who is going to be inaugurated on the 1st of January. Well, I don't know. He's going to start his duties. But they've actually announced that they're going to postpone his inauguration because of the obvious.
Yeah.
It was an indoor ticketed event, and he had invited 3,000 people to come, and the whole business has been sort of shut down. I've been very instrumental in the election of, and I'm proud of it. The guy who's the new mayor of Framingham is a longtime friend of mine, who I worked hard for in the election process, and I'm on his transition committee, and so we were trying to figure out what to do for the inaugural on the January 1st. You know, the site is full of information about it, but says stay home. You can watch it on your, it's on a Zoom thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems, I'll be there and family. There'll be some close folks that'll be there for the ceremony itself. But I would think this is something that's going on around the country. That's the reason I brought it up. For all of these sorts of events.
Depends on where you are, you know. Right now, as we know, Omicron is just sort of, like, wreaking havoc in New York City.
More disruption.
I guess maybe he'll just, legally he has to be sworn in. So he'll be sworn in, and then maybe at some later time, he'll do some sort of an outdoor thing or some sort of an event.
So what's the latest on the Capitol riots, January 6th? As we go to the end of the year, that's going to be one of the, I'm sure, top 10 things that we talk about on the Talkers magazine wrap-up of the top 10 stories. Or I don't know. I think Michael hasn't decided. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers, we go through the put stuff into the context of, okay, this is a big story for this week. But for this year, I think the top four or five stories have been the top four or five stories for the whole year, don't you think, including the January 6th foolishness? So do you think people really remember what event they were there to disrupt, or do they just remember January 6th?
I think January 6th, if you would just poll the sort of average person on the street, they would know exactly what you meant. Now, if you ask a secondary question of, well, why did they choose it on that day, I think you'd lose a lot of Americans at that point. The reason it was that day is that was the certification of the vote.
Yeah.
For President Biden. So you're right. A lot of people probably forget that part, and they just remember, you know, the breaking into the Capitol part.
Mm-hmm. And some of the faces. I would like there to be more faces that were not political and not medical. When you look back on the year, I just said something about Bernie Sanders and the gloves. Because I thought that was, you know, that's something that does. All of these politicians look the same to me, frankly. The old white guys with the gray hair and the women who all look angry. You know, I mean, I think that somebody said, oh, that's kind of a sexist remark. How is it any more sexist than talking about the old white guys with gray hair? It's just, you know, it's time that some of those faces change. That's a hope for 2022 anyway. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, SUPERTTA.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Three after the hour now, Monday, the 27th of December, and so we've been through our Christmas. We have now home improvement things to, we really have things to improve at home after all of the circuitry blew out because you had too many things, too many lights and too many hair dryers or whatever else you put on that circuit. Tom Kreidler, who's the co-host of the home improvement program, The Money Pit, is here, also the author of a lot of articles in The Money Pit newsletter, which you can get online at Money Pit. /newsletter and their podcast. We all like to focus on our listeners, and so each week when Tom is here, we have questions from listeners. Here's George in Colorado, for example, who says it's been close to zero where he is. A lot of snow. Whoa. The weather all across that area, Tommy. My daughter is stuck in Lake Tahoe because of the snow, heavy snow. And so they've got a lot of snow there. On his deck, he's wondering what he uses to clear it. Good question.
Yeah, listen, he's concerned about the weight, I think, on his roof. And I think when the snow gets to be, you know, a foot, it's really time to pick up a snow rake, it's called a roof rake, which is kind of like a lightweight rake that you sort of drop on top of the roof. And then
say that 100 times fast, please.
Yes, it's a lightweight roof rake. It's like a thin aluminum pole, and it pulls the snow off. And here's the thing, Doug. You know, when that snow gets wet, when it does eventually warm up, that's when it's really dangerous in terms of the additional weight, because the snow and the water and the melted snow holding that water does tend to really pile up, especially if you've got any kind of ice dam at the end and it can't escape. Yeah. And that's going to put a lot of weight on the roof, and that could lead to a collapse.
Well, you're always better off. And you can buy those things at any hardware store, right? You go to the Ace Hardware Store or whatever.
Yeah, especially in an area where you have heavy snow.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so you have, I pointed out, the Money Pit podcast. I was noticing because I always get the promotional announcement, which you can get if you're a listener to the podcast. The latest one has to do with green improvements that you could put on your house or do to your house that will pay off, like saving money. You were always talking about insulation and stuff. What are some of the other things you're highlighting?
Yeah, so we're talking about ROI on, for example, heating systems, because right now there are a number of different tax credits that are available or rebates that are available if you upgrade your heating system. So not only do you get a more efficient system, you can get some money back. We recently replaced our heating system, and we're very, very pleased with the improved energy efficiency that we got. We talked about roofs, the ROI on roofs, and choosing a shingle that's more efficient, and a bunch of other stuff. Plus, we talk about how to make your fireplace deliver more heat by being more careful about the type of firewood you burn, and the best filters for a dust-free indoor air experience. We're spending so much time inside now. There's a wide range of filters out there, and unless you get a decent one, it doesn't do a good job of trapping the dust that makes people miserable, especially those that are very dust-sensitive, have respiratory issues.
You know, I wonder about this sometimes, the way that we heat our homes and how that affects the atmosphere. We all are talking about climate change and the good, the bad, the ugly of that. A lot of the things that you highlight, I've seen in the Money Pit podcast, well, on the newsletter as well.
Yeah,
things
that's right.
Where you save energy, but also the green factor. I was reading something over the weekend about how this all works. I think people sometimes are confused about carbon dioxide versus carbon monoxide and what happens. Did you know, for example, that a 10-year-old tree absorbs about 48 pounds of carbon every year? And so you put up an acre of new forest, that's 2.5 tons of carbon a year. When you think about how many tons, millions of tons of carbon are put into the atmosphere every year, and then how the system, the photosynthetic system, I sound like Professor Stefan now, I know, but the transfer of carbon to oxygen and how it works is something that people, when you're decorating yards, I would imagine people would ask you on the Money Pit show, you know, how do I best decorate my yard to have it become, you know, what do I grow in my yard so that it has the most positive impact on the environment? Trees.
Yeah. I'll tell you something else, Doug, and that is that if you make improvements that are green in nature and you go to sell your house, we always suggest that you create sort of a green inventory, sort of a one sheet that lists all of those energy-saving, carbon-saving home improvements and present that with the other information about your house, because you can bet your neighbor didn't do that.
Yeah.
So many folks are interested in that these days that really can push a buyer over the edge.
Yep, great part. That's a great point. TheMoneyPit.com/newsletter. That's something to sign up for. And the same thing, MoneyPit.com/podcast. Check out The Money Pit and Tommy the K. It's 59 past the hour now in the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.